Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
When non-biblical becomes unbiblical. I have shared before about the difference between terms that are biblical, unbiblical, and non-biblical. It is very important for us to keep these terms straight, especially so for those in leadership positions. The problem becomes very challenging when non-biblical issues are given biblical status, and as a result, people begin to respond in a decidedly unbiblical way. In a recent talk that I gave to some ministry interns, I unpacked this idea in more depth. Take a listen.
So here's the thing that I think kind of derails us sometimes. When we look at the Bible, I think that it's easy for us to find things that are, we would say, are biblical. In other words, the Bible specifically says something to us. We can read it in black and white or red and white if you're looking at the words of Jesus in red, something that tells us this is right or this is wrong. So like, for instance, if we look at the Ten Commandments, we don't have to say, okay, commandment number 5 says honor your parents, but I really don't want to do that. I'm going to dishonor my parents. Okay, the Bible is very specific. Honor your parents. Or when Jesus says, love those that are persecuting you, you don't say, well, yeah, but this guy doesn't count because he's so mean and so nasty. I don't have to love him. I get to persecute him right back for what he's given me. Okay? So there are some things that the Bible specifically says, this is what you do or this is what you don't do. Those make it kind of easy for us to go to, you know, all right, here's what the Bible says. I can give you chapter and verse of where it is. But there's a couple of other terms. So the opposite of this would be something that we would call unbiblical. What does this prefix un mean at the beginning?
Opposite.
Right. So it's just, you know, if we say like something was undone, it just, you know, I had it all set and now it's not there anymore. Hey, you know what? I don't think I actually hit the record button on there.
I think you did.
Did I?
You're good.
Okay, good.
13
thanks.
Minutes in, Craig.
Oh, perfect. good time to check. All right, so this would be something that the Bible would say, don't do this, or do this. And so unbiblical is, it's not there. Okay. Now, those things are very clear for us. If somebody is doing something, persisting in something that's unbiblical, we could say, you know, at the least, they're disobedient to God. If they're taking their unbiblical stance and they're, you know, teaching it to other people and getting them to follow that, then we could say that it's heresy or even maybe the start of a cult, because they're taking, hey, I know this is what's in the Bible, but I'm going to do what's not in the Bible and I'm going to teach it to people. This part is usually not too difficult for most people. The tough part for a lot of people are the things that that would be unbiblical or non-biblical. Non-biblical, what does that prefix mean? It's just not there. The Bible doesn't say anything about it. Now, I want you to think about some example. I'm going to give you one church example that's kind of an easy one. How many of you have been to more than one church service, like in a different kind of church? So you've been maybe here at Calvary, but you've been somewhere else. You've gone to more than one church service. I mean, everybody's been to, okay. So pretty much anywhere you go in the United States, if you go to a evangelical Protestant church, there's a lot of things that you can expect to be exactly the same. You walk in there and there's going to be chairs or pews that are all going to be facing probably a platform. The order of service is going to be pretty predictable. You're going to say it. Maybe, you know, there might be some announcements at the beginning and some songs, maybe a time that you greet people, some special music. There'll be a sermon by a pastor. And at the end, you know, maybe there's a closing song or a closing prayer, and then we go home, right? That church service starts somewhere 9, 10, 11 o'clock, somewhere in there. Maybe there's a Sunday night service. Maybe there's a Wednesday night service. But all of that is non-biblical. There's nowhere in the Bible, like Paul didn't write in the pastoral epistles, Timothy, when you have a church service, when you gather people together, make sure that you sing at least 3 songs, and twice a month you have to sing something out of the hymnal. Okay, none of that is in here, right? Give me some examples. What are some other things that we typically do in kind of church circles? They're just kind of accepted. This is the way that you do it, but it's not in the Bible. The Bible doesn't tell us how to do it. What are some other examples?
Like dressing nice every day for church.
Okay.
Like having to look very professional. And yep. Like putting effort into it.
Yep. Yeah, what clothes you have to wear? Sure. What else is there? Or isn't there that we do all the time in church?
Maybe the way we take offerings, like now we do it online.
Sure.
As well.
Yep. Yep. What about when we do Christmas? What does the Bible say about how to celebrate Christmas? That's not there, right? Okay. So you can see, you go down the line, there's a lot of things that are non-biblical things, but we just have done them for so long, we just kind of assume that that's the way. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with doing non-biblical things because it's not unbiblical. The Bible doesn't say, don't do that. Okay? And there's not things that we're like, well, we're just purposely leaving that out. The Bible told us to do it, but yeah, we're just kind of uncomfortable with it, so we're going to leave it out. The Bible just doesn't say anything. But here's what the problem is, and this is where controversies start, is when people take non-biblical things and give it a biblical weight or status. When they start treating things as though it is in the Bible, and if you violate it, you're in big trouble. And then if you violate it, they're treating it as though you were doing something unbiblical. When in actuality, you know what's really happening? Is that their attitude and their actions became unbiblical.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.